Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joining us on the program today is Nick Higgs, who is the Community Service Officer for Wildcat Warriors, an organization here on Kansas State University's campus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on here. We've got an event coming up in just a couple weeks. It's actually happening on May 8th that you're going to tell us a little bit more about. It's called Wildcat Warriors 5K.
Yes, so the Wildcat Warrior 5K, this is going to be our fifth annual Wildcat Warrior 5K. We've hosted a couple different places around Manhattan. This time we're going to be at the Northeast Community Park. One of the cool things about our 5K is that all the proceeds are going to be donated to the USO of Kansas. So this is helping to support military families, not just around the world, but specifically here in our local community.
All right, and it's a pretty neat event. I think I spoke to someone else about this last year. It's pretty involved. People who participate, it's not maybe one of the easier 5Ks.
So this is going to be at the Northeast Community Park. So it's going to be a little easier than past years. However, because the Bataan Death March is not happening this year, at least in person, we've actually added a new event, which is our 30-pound ruck. So if you are wanting something a little bit more challenging, we do have options for people that want to challenge themselves.
Okay. So who can participate in this event?
So this is open to everyone. We're looking for families. We're looking for college students. We're looking for people here in the community. It's going to be in person. But if that's not something that people are interested in, we also have the option for a virtual 5K. And a virtual 5K is a little bit strange. But what you're going to do is you're going to register like normal. You can come pick up a t-shirt from our location here in Manhattan, and then you go and run a 5K on your own, record your time, send it in, and be like you're part of the event. So this is open to everyone, whether they want to be actually at the event with us or if they want to go run on their own time.
Okay. You talked a little bit about the proceeds. This is a kind of a fundraising event here. Let's talk a little bit more about that and kind of the benefits of an event like this to soldiers.
Yes, so the USO of Kansas provides a lot of benefits to soldiers and military families. They do things like fun events like specialized programs. They do a lot of concerts overseas to soldiers who are deployed. And they're just supporting the servicemen and women around the world most of the time providing activities essentially. They do rely on a lot of donations to actually function. So what we're trying to do is this Wildcat Warrior 5K is collect funds for them and then donate to them so they can complete their mission.
Being here in a military community with Fort Riley nearby, this probably will be a desire for a lot of folks here. And you don't necessarily have to be in the best shape to do something like this. You can just do it just out of fun.
No, you can just do this out of fun. So on our flyer that we're putting out, and whenever we're trying to talk about this, we use three words: run, walk, and ruck. So you can come out here, you can run it, you can walk it if you just want to go out and enjoy the nice weather, which will be around perfect time for May, or you can challenge yourself a little harder and you can ruck. And you probably have to be in pretty good shape to be rucking around with a 30-pound backpack strapped to you, but it is open for everyone, so there's options for everyone.
And I see here, if you do want to do the ruck, you have to provide your own backpack, a 30-pound weight backpack or vest.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yes.
Okay.
We're expecting most people, and most of the people that are currently signed up are signed up for the run, though. So that's more traditional 5K, and that's what we're really expecting most people to be interested in.
All right. As far as getting signed up, where do they go to do that?
So there's a couple of places where you can find us. One of the easiest ones would be to go to our Facebook page, which is Wildcat Warrior 5K. Or direct registration, a quick Google search will have us pop up. What you want to Google is ATH links Wildcat Warrior 5K, and it'll be right there. All the information you need is provided to you. You'll get alerts. You'll get reminders about the event. We'll ask you t-shirt size and all sorts of fun things.
Are there still opportunities for local businesses if they want to sponsor this event?
Yes, of course. So we've reached out to a lot of communities, and we have some really great sponsors this year that have been able to help us out, including various parts of the Manhattan community and government. So that's fantastic. If people are still willing to sponsor us, unfortunately, we've already made the T-shirts, meaning that their logo can't be on the back of the race shirt, but they can still sponsor us, and we'll be sure to continue those relationships into the next year. And hopefully they can get a little bit more recognition than just thank you on Facebook and at the race.
Okay, awesome. So everyone who participates will get a T-shirt at the event. That's always a big thing.
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. So everyone that shows up will get a T-shirt. A lot of our sponsors have also donated gift cards and coupons and stuff. So a lot of restaurants have donated us $20, $30 gift cards. So if you come and race, we're just going to have a raffle at the end. Some chances to get some fun prizes and go and support your local community just a little bit further by going and supporting their businesses.
All right. Sounds like a good time in Northeast Community Park, May 8th here in Manhattan. That should be don't have the forecast out quite that far, but I imagine it's going to be a decent weather day if it's like it normally is this time of year. Anything else we should know?
I think that really covers everything. We really hope that you take the chance, or people that are listening to this have the chance to come and support us. Once again, if you don't feel like supporting us, you could always register for the virtual option. That will donate to us, and we'll help to support the event, and then that's going to the USO and supporting military families. So even if you're not interested in actually taking place in the event, you can go check out our Facebook, you can go check out our registration website, and you can support us and support the USO and support the military families. So there's a lot of options out there.
All right. Sounds good. Nick Higgs, again, Community Service Officer here for Wildcat Warriors. The event is happening on May 8th, and appreciate the time this morning, and I hope you have a great event.
Thank you for having me.